Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And for our second election candidate this morning, we head to the northeast coast. The chairman of Garth Commission is someone who's contested the last two elections, bidding to be third time lucky, a 63-year-old businessman. Good morning, Nigel Dobson.
Good morning, James.
Early start for a Republican, this, isn't it?
Just a bit.
Yeah. You were a founding member of the Liberal Vanham Party, I think.
I was.
As it was called. And indeed, you stood as a Lib Van candidate, it's now known as, in the previous two elections. Why not this time around?
I think when we started Liberal Vanham, it was a very broad church. And over the years, the party's narrowed a little bit for me and just doesn't quite fit in with my philosophies and beliefs anymore.
You won't actually be on the island on election day itself, as your son is getting married, and I'm sure that's one of those decisions you've not taken lightly and is a very difficult one. And I'm sure everyone would understand your predicament, but not here on election day itself, really?
Very, very, very simple. My son's getting married on the 17th of September in Hanoi. That's also my mother's 81st birthday. She wants to go to the wedding. I'm taking her to the wedding. I'm not going to rush her there in 2 days there, 2 days back. It's a 17-hour flight. Much as I'm very, very keen to represent people in the House of Keys, family will always come first.
But how can you expect would-be voters to put a cross against your name on the day when you're not even here?
I'm here for the following 4 years, 11 months, 3 weeks, and that's when I'll actually be doing the job.
And do you believe you will take the role of MHK seriously enough? Because this perhaps suggests you wouldn't.
Well, if you look at my record over the last 9 years in local government, I've been chairman of the Lonham Commissioners twice. I'm chairman of the new Garth Authority. I've been one of the leading lights in creating that new Garth Authority, the first change in local authorities in over a century on the Isle of Man. And I think you'll find the constituents at local government level will tell you I've worked very hard over the last 9 years.
What does Garth need? Because obviously its member for 20-plus years has been the Speaker of late.
I think, I have great respect for Steve Roden, I think Garth needs a voice on the House of Keys floor, which it hasn't had for the last 10 years.
But he's able to speak in Timwald, of course, but what's concerning the good people of Garth?
I think the same thing as most people on the island. We look at the pension deficit, you can look at the waiting lists at the hospital. There's a concern that we're probably last on the list when it comes to clean beaches and getting that sorted. All the things that concern the rest of the island.
You've said, I know, that fewer young people are returning to university. What would you do to remedy that?
I think one of the things we need to do is make sure that we invigorate the island so there's something for them to do in their leisure time. And we also have to look at housing. Housing at the moment on the Isle of Man, if you're sort of in your early 20s, it's very, very difficult to get on the ladder without help from parents who can afford to do so.
Garth, of course, is going to be represented by two members as opposed to one. Is that necessary?
I think that's essential for democracy. It was ridiculous in the past two elections that I've stood that if you drank at the Liverpool Arms, you got a vote. If you drank at the Manx Arms, you had three votes. If you drank at the Quarter Bridge, you had two votes. Everybody's vote should carry equal weight, and I think that applies to Garth and the rest of the island.
You've said the next 5 years will be a challenging time with the implications of Brexit. How do you encourage growth in the economy?
Well, you've got to, first of all, accept which areas need that encouragement. We have this thing that we've been growing our economy at 4% over the last two or three years. That's great. Certain sectors are doing 14%. Other sectors are actually in recession. It's those sectors we need to identify and assist.
10 seconds then. Garth, why should they vote for you on September the 22nd?
Lots of passion, good business experience and a willingness to work hard.
Nigel Dobson, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.